The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is paid for by Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, who is solely responsible for its content. Portions transcribed.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. Good morning. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, in with my co-host, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Wonderful. Just and, wonderful.
And who do, who do we have today?
Ourselves. Andy C.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for being here with us.
Hey, no, thank you.
Thank you for giving a hoot.
Sure.
Because you know, two shows ago, we were talking about that. Nobody cares anymore.
Yeah.
It's evident.
Yeah.
It's all over.
It's a weird phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
Give a hoot, don't pollute.
I think it's the new pandemic.
The is it? Okay.
Yeah. Nobody gives a bleep.
Nobody gives a hoot.
The bleep with seven E's.
A bleep with seven E's.
We are here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m., where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many exceptional realtors who've been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 50 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you go to jruddy.com, click on the webcam tab and see what's going on at Dunmore Corners 24/7. You never know what you're going to see.
View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where we also display all the popular podcast apps that we feature the radio show on. And don't forget to check us out on social media. So DC is our chief editing officer.
CEO. CEO.
So, what do you want to talk about today? Is there anything you want to talk about?
Anything you want to get off your chest?
Oh, wow. Put me on the spot.
Yeah.
He wants to go to Florida, except in the summertime.
Yeah, that's a hard place to be, even for somebody like
me. Yeah, it gets really hot.
Yeah. No, it's, I was shared before, my girlfriend is in Jacksonville, Florida right now. She would like to get out of Florida because of all the dang Yankees.
Yeah.
What, is she going to come up to me with the Yankees?
Yeah. So she was, we're just trying to figure out maybe like North Carolina or something.
Oh, somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. Cause I'd like to go south eventually. Just, I'd like a few more weeks of decent weather every year.
Yeah. So would I.
Yeah. A little bit more spring and fall. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So
less winter.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
Cold, ice, snow,
rain,
all those bad words.
Mm-hmm.
But it is more likely that in the meantime, she may be moving up here mm-hmm. to Pennsylvania. And so we're kind of trying to start.
There's not many Yankees up here.
She loves it here. So buying a house around here in Northeast PA.
You love it here too, Pat.
I do.
You're from the city.
I got my friends Bobby and Regina. They moved from the city and they love it here too. I was talking to them the other day and they lived right by King's Plaza. They lived in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to play a game. Is it a backfire?
Or is it gunshot?
Fireworks? Or is it gunshots?
Wow. That's wonderful.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So they don't play that game anymore.
No.
They just hear lawnmowers and leaf blowers and birds, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Much better.
Yeah. Yeah, they used to listen to us all the time because they'd be in the car coming or
going,
going back and forth. So I wonder if they're still our loyal listeners.
I
bet they are. Hello, Regina and Bobby.
Yes, I'm sure they are.
Yeah. And we'd like to say hello to Dr. Zulata, who often listens, and Al O'Donnell, Albert O'Donnell. Thank you for listening and tuning in. We love that we have such faithful
and
listeners.
And my sister,
Eileen,
so
and Jimmy.
We have five people listening to the radio right now.
Right now.
All right.
Yeah. They can't wait for
or
it to
they
come
could
up.
Be listening on the podcast.
All right. Sure. Right. Well, if we go over information that you want to revisit, don't hesitate to go back to the podcast. Or if the podcast works for the actual show, that's great too. Remember?
Right, because, I mean, I love shows like this where you go through the statistics. I love the statistics. I can't say it 10 times fast, but I do like that all the information that we give because, like, you know, we give a Cy Sims, a shout out to him. He says, an educated consumer is our best customer. So what we strive to do here is to entertain a little bit, but we always want to bring information. We want to bring you something of value. Right. So when you leave the show, you're a little smarter. Uh-huh. Not like watching some fake news stations where you're not so smart.
Well, that's just it. You know, it's a nice change of pace.
Yes, absolutely.
Because it's political 24/7.
Right. Yeah, no.
It's in our face all the time. Mm-hmm. So this is a nice diversion.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I am looking at some mailings that Mr. Devaney received at our home address.
Oh, really? What did I get this time?
Well, one is to me. Two are for you.
Oh.
Land Property Solutions mailed you a nice letter.
Oh, they want to buy something I have?
Yes, they want to buy.
I don't own it. But
they want to buy land.
Mm.
And they're making you a cash offer.
Oh, wow.
Of $45,000.
Really?
For your 17 acres of land.
Oh, my God.
That was just reassessed at, multiple times that number, but we won't say what. They have, now these are bullet points, mm-hmm. DC.
Yeah.
No real estate agent commissions or fees.
Ooh.
That's number one. They will close within 21 to 45 days.
Mm-hmm. They'll rob you. I mean, they'll get you your money fast.
There are no surprise fees at closing.
Mm-hmm.
No, at that price, there better not be.
Mm-hmm.
They will cover escrow, title, recording, and transfer fees.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. This is Joe from Land. And you know what they did? Attached to the letter?
Mm. Was it a check?
No, it was the purchase agreement.
Really?
Yeah.
Purchase agreement, what, that I paid for it?
That they're going to buy our land.
Oh.
And they have a nice spot for you to sign.
Oh.
He's got his pen out.
I got my pen out right now.
Ready to
okay.
go.
Now, you know, I mean, all kidding aside, people fall for this.
Yeah.
And it's always good to get an appraisal or have a realtor. Even though, you know, sometimes realtors aren't well thought of in the world, you call a realtor and tell them that you're thinking about selling. It's always good to get second and third opinions. If you're going to be diagnosed with some major medical problem, what do they say? Get a second or third opinion,
sure,
right?
Sure, of course. Yeah.
This is about 25% of what the property is worth.
Right.
Yeah.
And what we were reassessed.
I should show them the reassessment letter.
Uh-huh.
It tells me what it's worth.
Yeah. But there's no real estate fees.
No real estate fees. Ooh, yep. Baby.
Okay. And they're going to pay all the expenses. Mm-hmm. Now, the beautiful pink postcard that you received is from John.
And it's printed to make it look like, you know, this guy.
Handwritten.
He hand wrote this card to you.
Yes. They're going to pay cash no matter what the condition of the property is. And they want you to call now
mm-hmm.
to receive mm-hmm. the fair cash offer. And once again, highlighted on this postcard, no realtor fees, no appraisals, no repairs, no hassles. Call right away.
How much do they want to give me?
They didn't say. You got to call them to find out.
Oh, I want to call them. I have to call international to get somebody at a call center.
Now, the third letter, which is addressed only to me for the residents, it's a very official kind of looking letter.
Oh,
right?
It's got a barcode across the top, and it says private and confidential.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Well,
oh,
we're breaking the confidentiality. You're now on the radio.
Response
to this notice requested.
Right.
Wow, this looks official.
Attention, my name. This notice is to inform you that the property's home warranty secured by our bank, and mentions the bank, may be expiring or may have already expired.
Mm.
Now, I'm very bold. We're supposed to call this 1-800 number within 21 days. They give us 21 days to respond.
So the home warranty on my 110-year-old home is expired?
It's
is that
expired.
What they're trying to tell me?
And we may qualify for coverage up to 3 more years.
Mm, wow.
Failure to call and prevent a potential lapse of coverage could result in us being liable for all costs associated with any home repairs.
Oh, like the way it is now? So it's going to... So nothing changes.
But how many people do they get by sending this stuff out?
Yeah,
that's
certain language they use in these things makes it sound like, wow, this is, and it's legal.
But is it ethical?
Right. And they make it sound like, wow, this is something I should probably respond to this.
Well, we get some people, we know some seniors who have responded to requests to give them access to their computers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, give me access to the computers. And then they had the banking, and then they're wiped out.
Yeah.
You know, and
terrible.
Really. And wire fraud is real, and it looks like it's from a real person. And sure. What they go in and they do is they take the name of the title company, the attorney, the realtor, and they just change a few letters in the email address and quickly look and you think it's from that person. And it says to wire. And people are getting bilked.
They've done this prior to closings, right? Mm-hmm. This has happened.
And it says to call a phone number. And within the email, they put a phone number. Well, of course, that person on the other end is going to say, yes, it's legitimate. Right? Instead of calling the number that you typically call to reach your realtor, they're putting a number in there so they have somebody sitting there.
Right, to say, reach the bank. Here, call this number.
Right. So it's happening. And you know what else is happening? And this is really scary. There's a lot of land sales that are being sold. We had an attorney visit our office a couple of weeks ago, and they came in and they said it happened to one of their clients. Where they realized it because it was a development they were doing business in. Snatched right from underneath them. Mm. For less than what they wanted to sell it for, but like now there's new owners. And what happens? Like you can put alerts on when, you know, D transfers. You can get an alert, but that's too late.
Right.
You know? How could they?
They go in and they.
If it's fraudulent, it's still legal?
This is what's happening. It's very disturbing. Very, very disturbing. So, I don't know. It's a wicked world we live in. Mm. Now, believe it or not, house renters are renting longer these days. As home prices rise, more people renting houses are choosing to rent longer, staying for 10 years or more. Since 2017, the number of house renters who spent less than 12 months in a home before moving fell 4.5% and decreased in 70 of the 75 metros. And this is from 0.2 homes.
Some people are not in a position, well, some people shouldn't own a home. Some people should rent.
Yeah.
You know.
I have to agree with that statement.
There's people that should rent.
The high cost of living, low inventory, and growing home prices are likely the reasons this is happening, especially in metros located in California. Renters often choose to rent a single home to have more space and privacy. Data shows that nearly half of all house renters opted for a roomy, spacious three-bedroom home, and less than 10% chose a one-bedroom house for rent. And that's equal to nearly 7 million renters in three-bedroom houses, followed by 4 million in two-bedroom rentals. Philadelphia has the third largest number of three-bedroom house renters, trailing behind only Los Angeles and Dallas.
Well, okay.
For those being priced out of home ownership, renting a house can be a more affordable option. And if it's a home, it provides more space and privacy. Long-term renters can also save on sharper rent hikes and moving costs. Because if somebody has a good renter...
I was just going to say that.
Right? They're not going to raise it.
No. A good renter, a good tenant is worth their weight in gold. I mean, if they pay on time, they take care of things, they're not a pain in the neck. If something little breaks, right? Mm-hmm. DC, something little breaks in your place, you fix it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I've had clogs. I take care of those things myself.
Shovel?
You know, yeah, I shovel most of the time. Sometimes my landlord will beat me to it with his equipment. He's got the snowblower and he can do the driveway in like 2 minutes, but you know.
Yeah, but a tenant like you is difficult to find.
Yeah. Yeah.
And once you get them as a landlord, we're not a landlord anymore, but we don't let them go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so we would keep it low.
We keep it low to keep them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But rental prices have been rising.
Absolutely.
Many renters are still facing affordability challenges. Paying a high monthly rent poses a challenge to making significant savings. This is the vicious cycle. They can't save and achieve eventual homeownership and build equity and overall wealth because as the rent increases, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? The rent, the water is going through the roof. Water, it's criminal. We talked about this last show. It's unbelievable how expensive the water. Makes me want to drill a well.
Right. Yeah, for sure. And it's better water.
I don't know if the town would like that.
I don't think they would. There's a fellow broker that often says it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Correct. I'm going to get right on that.
Yeah, let's see.
How far do I have to go down?
I don't know. I think our neighbor might turn
us
in.
I have a shovel, and I'm ready to go.
What are you doing? Don't worry about it.
As long as you're not burying a body, I don't care.
Right. 51% of millennials are currently saving for a home. And so debt, as I just said, is placing a significant hindrance on the home buying process.
That high interest rate.
What is their highest debt?
Student loans.
That's number two. Number one, plastic credit cards.
Really?
Yeah. Three, auto loans, and four, medical debts.
People want to get into these cars. They want to get into these fancy, like, say, I don't know, say a Range Rover. And they're paying $1,000 a month for a car payment, or $1,100. That's a lot of money.
58% of millennials reported that even if they had the money to buy a home, they didn't currently feel prepared to do so. And those people said they can't afford a down payment, and they're not ready for a commitment. And they can't afford something nice enough for them want to make that leap. You know, they don't have to say, of course, everybody wants to find their forever home, but just start off small.
What? How long does the average person stay in a home? 7 years?
That's it.
7 years, people stay, and then they move on. But I don't want to move. Moving is such a pain in the neck.
It's still a goal for many millennials, if given the choice. 75% would rather buy than rent. What do millennials know about home buying? This survey found that many had misconceptions. We're going to talk about that. Misconceptions about the process, and they didn't know what to expect financially. 2 in 5 overestimated their buying potential. Get pre-approved.
Absolutely.
How many times? We probably say it every show.
I don't show somebody a house unless they're pre-approved.
Right. Many don't. 1 in 10 underestimated interest owed by $200,000 or more. 1 in 6 overestimated the increase in home value by $100,000 or more. 47% didn't know a good percentage needed for a down payment. A lot of people think that 20% down is still normal.
No, not with the programs they have now, no.
46% didn't have a sense of the average home price in their area. 43% didn't know what a good interest rate was. And 23% didn't know if property taxes in their area were high, medium, or low. Do you know, all of these misconceptions could be answered by a realtor.
Absolutely. Or you can go to our podcast and hear it again.
Yeah, so somebody can work with a realtor that can guide, advise, and show them the way.
Right. And show them right off the bat, because all of a sudden the house next door that I've loved my whole life comes up for sale. And I'm not pre-approved. In this market, it could be gone in an instant. But if I was pre-approved, now I'm a competitor. I can get in there, but I don't want to miss out.
No, a house hits the market on Thursday. Do you know how many times we have people that, well, I can't see it till Tuesday. It's going to be gone.
Yeah.
You know?
What's your priority? Make it a priority.
So most Gen Xers, those are the people in their 40s and 50s. That's me.
I'm a boomer.
I can't say I agree with this. I'm not one that, well, they didn't, first of all, ask me. I wasn't a respondent. But let me tell you, these Gen Xers who are approaching retirement worry more about running out of money than death.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a Gen Xer, right?
Yep.
At 70%. Okay, compared to 2/3 of millennials and 61% of baby boomers. So baby boomers, most of them are retired right now.
What are you saying, I'm old?
Factors contributing to this fear are high costs of goods and services, concerns that Social Security will be inadequate, and high taxes. I'm not the type that's going to rely on Social Security. Are you?
No. No, I collect Social Security, but it's I don't rely on it. It's nice to have, but it's doesn't pay all the bills, let me tell you.
No. So, I mean, I was never one. My dad always told me to save. I can't say that I listened to my parents all the time, but that was the one thing I did learn, you know, save. I've been saving since I started working, socking most of it away, you know.
Yes, you have.
Yeah.
It's never, never too early to start thinking about, never, you know, retirement and saving for it and, you know, trying to stop working as soon as you can.
Right.
If you can afford it and you have a college-age student, start an IRA for them.
Yeah.
You know, start a retirement account for them. Don't even tell them about it.
Right.
Just start it, put it in, and let it forget.
And that's what we do with Patrick. He was an only. He was spoiled rotten. I'm the first one to admit it.
Was, is still.
And had everything, right? So, but, you know, gifts for holidays and birthdays, you know, family would always just give him a check or money or whatever, and we would put it in his college account.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That college account we're running, it's almost gone.
It's almost gone. it's almost gone.
But
it was a help.
Oh, absolutely.
Plus his scholarship, so we didn't have to all, you know, out of pocket. So that was a good thing. Gen Z. What about those people? They're approaching first-time home buyers. Gen Z, they're now reaching adulthood. And the average age of a first-time home buyer reached a record high of 38 years old last year. But what's holding Gen Z back?
I'm not even sure what a Gen Z is.
Gen Zers are born between 1997 and 2012.
Oh, that's Pat. That's my son. He's a Gen Zer. And they're what? What are they worth?
They
about?
Have the highest average personal debt at $94,000. This is according to Newsweek.
They're not even 30 years old.
Yeah. So,
well, it must be a lot of student
32% debt. Of them don't have debt. 43% owe up to $100,000.
Whoo!
Right?
It doesn't break it down.
Yeah. Credit card is number one.
Wow.
Student loans, two. Personal loans, three. Medical, four. Medical's four. Mortgage is five. Auto loan is six.
Wow. Credit cards, yeah, that when you're
so
young.
That high amount of debt traps them, or anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I was in my 20s, I had a lot of credit card debt, too. Yeah.
So Realtor.com, in reply to this, is they emphasize that the ratio of debt is what matters. So the debt-to-income ratio matters. It measures how much of your monthly income goes toward debt payments, helping lenders assess whether you can afford a mortgage. So if you have a high income, right? Realtor.com says it's calculated by dividing your total monthly debt payments by your gross monthly income and multiplying by 100. Lenders generally prefer a debt-to-income ratio of 36% or lower, with 28% to 35% allocated to housing costs. And that could vary by lender.
So 36% is the number? That's what they look for, you said?
Lower.
Wow.
It's usually 28 to 35%. But it, again, varies by lender.
It's a magic number.
Uh-huh. Average credit card debt by state. The highest debt goes to?
California.
Alaska?
Well,
the lowest debt goes to?
Florida?
Wisconsin.
Out of left field with these two.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Alaska and Washington, D.C. are carrying more than $7,000 in credit card debt. So how long does it take to pay that debt off?
20 years?
19 months.
19 months. Okay. You make the minimum payment, you pay for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Connecticut, California, Washington have higher costs of living and are carrying higher credit card balances, but they also manage to pay them off quicker because of their income.
They make more money, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I use my credit cards, but I pay them off at the end of the month. That's what I use them for.
Yeah, I like to
get some points. Now they're starting to charge me 3%, so there goes my 3%.
Pay it all off. Pay it early. Pay it all off at one clip and try not to get in trouble, right?
Mm, yeah.
Pat?
Yes, we have a 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath home at 924 Prospect Avenue in Scranton for only $177,000. This home, it's priced to sell, and it's located in Scranton's south side. This modern home has just been repainted. It is very low maintenance with a small yard, and it is very low taxes of only $1,200 a year. And it's also got electric heat, so this is perfect for the first-time buyer or as an investment property. That's a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath home at 924 Prospect Avenue in Scranton for $177,000, and that's listed by Gail Lewis of our office.
Hold on for more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We will resume in just a few moments.
Home. It's more than just walls and a roof. It's where laughter echoes, where memories are made, and where life truly happens. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we know that finding the right home isn't just about real estate. It's about finding your place in the world. With trusted agents, unmatched experience, and a commitment to your dreams, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Because at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we're not just selling houses, we're delivering the joy of home. Find your perfect home today. Call 570-344-6724 or go to jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Dream big. Move boldly. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
Back in the studio with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
And we're back discussing statistics.
With DC, our chief DC. Editing officer.
Yes, he's the CEO.
Yeah, did you know that? CEO?
Classic.
Yeah, good.
I used to bring that up on, was it the Shale Gas News? Yeah. Chief, DC over there, the CEO, like, just to be clear, chief editing officer.
There we go.
Yeah, Vince can run the company. He can be the CEO. Yeah.
Okay, so Pennsylvanians work 11 days to afford their monthly mortgage.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
About a third of the month, right? Yeah.
This is from Visual Capitalists.
Hopefully that includes taxes and insurance.
The findings were based on median hourly wages and home prices, assuming a 30-year mortgage, 5.8% mortgage rate, and 6% down payment. The national average is 14 days of work to afford a monthly mortgage payment.
That's a half of a month.
$22 an hour. That's the median wage.
Okay. $355,852
median home price, and $2,431 monthly mortgage. Data showed that Pennsylvanians needed to work fewer days, right? We just said that.
Yeah, if the house it costs less.
That's at $22 per hour median wage, $266,000 median home price, and $1,840 monthly mortgage. This is the 16th lowest number of days nationwide. In West Virginia, an average of only 7 work days is needed to afford a monthly mortgage payment.
But then you're living in West Virginia.
Compared to, hold on,
okay,
33 days in Hawaii.
33?
Yeah.
You have to work 33 days a month.
You have to work 33 days a month.
What month is that?
I know.
Is there a leap year? That's
right. As you're working every day.
I don't know how you do that. Get a second job. Well, I don't know, work around the clock.
That's Hawaii.
Yeah, that's Hawaii. Okay. Yeah. It's a nice place to visit.
Yeah, it's the most expensive place. Thank you very much. I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It only takes 24, well, forever.
Yeah.
We left Hawaii on a... We left on a Wednesday morning. We didn't get back till Thursday night.
Yeah, so when we were there, we were like, we loved it so much. It was like, it really is beautiful.
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing.
You don't even think you're in the United States, right? I mean, it's just so magnificent. And we were thrilled with Hawaii and all that you could do there and the volcanoes and all. We were going back the next year. In fact, we scoped out a place that we wanted to stay. We had it all figured out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Until the flights. Home. Flights. Four flights home. Was it four or five?
Oh, it was horrible.
And then, because of the time difference, at least for a week, I'm staring at the ceiling.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, we were all out of whack.
Oof.
Yeah, we didn't do that.
We didn't go back.
So now we visit Hawaii on YouTube.
Join us next Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. for more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate, and 94.3 The Talker.